From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Islamic State claims responsibility for Thursday's deadly attack in Jakarta, Indonesia. The coordinated bomb and gun attack left 7 people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. The Islamic State-linked Amak News Agency says the attack targeted foreign nationals and security forces charged with protecting them. Foreigners were among the 20 people who were wounded. The violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. The first 2 blasts occurred in the outdoor smoking area and parking lot of a Starbucks. A 3rd explosion rocked a small police station. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the assault. Speaking in London, where he was meeting with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Kerry said that those who carry out these kind of attacks have no hope of succeeding.
There is nothing in any act of terror that offers anything but death and destruction. And so we stand together, all of us, united in our efforts to eliminate those who choose terror, and we are absolutely committed to our fight against Daesh, against Boko Haram, against al-Shabaab. And that is the challenge, evidently, of our times.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed solidarity with the Indonesian people. Indonesia's president, speaking to a local television station, condemned the acts of terror, stressing that authorities are working to contain the situation. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been the target of several terrorist attacks, most notably the 2002 Bali bombings that killed 200 people, mostly foreign tourists. This is VOA News. Turkey has claimed responsibility for killing 200 Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq in retaliation for the suicide bomb attack that killed 10 German tourists in Istanbul. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Turkish forces hit 500 Islamic State targets with artillery and tank fire along its border with Syria and near a Turkish camp in northern Iraq. He said the attacks had been carried out within the past 2 days. Davutoğlu told a conference of Turkish ambassadors in Ankara that if necessary, Turkey would launch airstrikes against the insurgents and maintain what he called a determined stance against Islamic State fighters until they leave the border areas. Turkey's warplanes have not flown in Syrian airspace since a Turkish pilot shot down a Russian fighter jet in late November. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to sieges on Syrian towns, warning all parties to the conflict that using starvation as a weapon is a war crime. In a speech to UN member states Thursday, Mr. Ban said that all sides are committing atrocious acts prohibited under international humanitarian law. He compared the plight of those under siege to those who are held hostage.
I would say they are being held hostage. But it is even worse. Hostages get fed. These children and women and men are struggling to survive without food or medicine.
On Monday, 8 agencies reached 3 besieged towns for the first time since October. They found starving people in the government-blockaded town of Madaya and in rebel-controlled Fua and Kefraya. The survival epic The Revenant and the science fiction tale The Martian are among the top contenders for this year's Academy Awards. As Mike O'Sullivan reports from Los Angeles, the nominations were announced on Thursday.
The Revenant and The Martian are among the 8 nominees for Best Motion Picture, which also include Mad Max: Fury Road and Bridge of Spies, based on a true tale of Cold War espionage. Contenders for Best Actor include Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant and Matt Damon for The Martian. Best Actress nominees include Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson as a nominee for her role as a mother held captive with her child in the film Room. The Oscars will be presented February 28th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And one of Britain's best-loved actors, Alan Rickman, a star of stage and screen, has died from cancer. He was 69. Rickman is best known to movie fans as Severus Snape in the Harry Potter series. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.